join the church.
Yes, sir. And when you go to church, you say you go to pray to.
Go to do what?
To pray to.
God.
Yes. Would you ever say anything else besides God or
Jesus or the Almighty or
yes.
something like that?
Okay. What would you say the being that's supposed to be the enemy and the opposite of God is? That would be the
Satan or the devil.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other words for him or?
Well, no, I don't believe it. Hey, I might have, but I did it for God.
Okay. Well, say if parents are trying to get a little child of theirs to behave,
yeah.
they might say something like, well, now, if you don't straighten up, the old
devil's going to get you.
Do they actually mean the real devil or something else?
Well, I reckon they do. Mm-hmm.
What about the boogerman? Have you ever heard
yeah,
of that?
I've heard him called a boogerman.
And that's the devil.
Yeah.
Real, okay. And these things that people might claim they see around graveyards and they're afraid of them.
Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard them called anything else?
Well, then I can't think of it right now.
Okay, like something like spooks or hags
yeah.
or.
Yeah.
What do colored people call them anything in particular?
Well, all I've heard colored people call them was ghosts and spooks.
I see. Hadn't heard the word hanks used much?
No.
Okay. And if these ghosts get in the house, they might say that house is
haunted.
Right, okay. And talking about the church again, you might say that you go to church to hear the preacher fine.
To preach a sermon.
Right. Do people around here, would they ever call it a message?
Yeah, preachers themselves call it a message sometimes.
Okay. Somebody might say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I just go to listen to the choir make the
prayer. Yeah.
You'd say that they...
Choir song. Mm-hmm.
Just listen to the
yeah.
music. Okay. And talking about that music, you might say, boy, that music is just...
grand.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever use the word beautiful?
Something yeah. like that.
The music is just...
beautiful.
Okay. Ask you about this expression. Say if a man owns about 1,000 acres of land or something like that.
Yeah.
Talking about the amount, you'd say that so and so sure owns a
lot of land.
You ever hear people around here say something like, well, so and so's got a right smart land?
Yeah.
How would they use that expression?
Well, they'd say he owns a big tract of land.
Big track.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you use right smart so much?
Yeah, sometime, yeah.
You do hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They may be like little Morgan over here. Somebody asked him, did he want to own a lot of land? Said, no, he just wanted to own all that joined his. That'd be all of it, you know.
Okay. Let's see, I was asking you about greetings a minute ago. Say if you met somebody that you knew just walking downtown one day,
yeah.
what would you say to them, you know, if you were asking about their health? You might say,
how are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever say anything like that if you just happened to meet somebody you didn't know that you hadn't seen before?
Well, no. I wouldn't, hardly.
Would you think you'd say anything to them at all?
I'd just speak to them. If they spoke, I'd speak to them.
Mm-hmm. If you spoke first, what might you say?
Well, I'd just say good morning or good evening.
I see. Okay. And talking about greetings around this time of year, around December 25th, you might say, well, I hope you have a...
happy Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Anything besides a happy Christmas?
Or a good Christmas or a merry Christmas.
All right.